York City, border to border, and coast to coast. You're connected with Tom Sullivan.
Well, look at that. Here we are. Happened again. I tell you, just like clockwork. Welcome to the big radio show on this Friday, the 13th of April, year of our Lord 2018. My name is Tom Sullivan. Are you, is anybody suspicious of Friday? I mean, isn't that kind of an old thing that nobody really pays attention to? But it is the 13th of April, and we've got a lot. But it's one of those where I think the top story, what everybody's leading with today, is, of course, the book. And James Comey's book is coming out, and he's going to be, he's already all over the media. They're playing clips. He did an interview with ABC with George Stephanopoulos, and there's clips of that. We'll play a couple of them for you. But there's also... Yeah, there's going to be a big show. Sunday night, I think, is when Comey's going to come out. Let me just open the lines and get your reaction. You've heard about it today. I haven't read it. You haven't read it. Most people haven't read it. But a lot of the pieces and all the real meaty parts are already being talked about, quoted. So what's your reaction to this book so far? Phone number is 855-295-6600. 855-295-6600. You can find the phone number, my email address, all the links to the show, my Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, podcast, all of that you can find on my website, which is tomsullivan.com. So I will tell you my reaction to it without reading it, but it seems to be less than I was expecting. And a lot of people have had, various times where you've either put James Comey up on a pedestal. Oh, he's so highly regarded, and everybody thinks the world of him. And then he does something, you go, the guy's a bum. He's this, that, and everything else. We'll use the president's words. He's a proven leaker and liar. So, and slime ball, too. I forgot to throw that in there. This is the kind of stuff that I just shake my head at, and I go, I don't understand why grown men act like children. But this book seems like it's a gossip book. And it's his observations. I'll grant you, this is Comey's observations. Democrats have loved him and hated him. Republicans have loved him and hated him. I don't know where he is on your list right now, but because of the fact that he's in this war of words with Donald Trump, I presume those of you that do not like Donald Trump think Comey is a good guy all of a sudden, and for those of you that like the president, are mad about Comey. So it's the old tribal thing. We pick our teams, and we stay there, by golly. So but this sort of thing where you go through and some of the parts that are being described from the book, I'm not sure. I thought he was more professional. I thought people said he was a really smart guy, very professional, does a good job, this and everything else. But when you go through it, he's making comments about Donald Trump. Well, he was shorter than I thought. His hands were smaller than mine. His hair, looks like the suntan block he'd done on his eyes made a little owl ring under his eyes. Really? Are you down to, he had an extra long tie on. I was hoping for something a little more substantive. I was hoping for something where he could go through and ask the former head of the FBI, former top DOJ official, that he would be able to go through and explain what he sees about Donald Trump in relation to history, in relation to our democracy, in relation to the separation of branches of government, the authority of the president versus the DOJ and the FBI. I was hoping he was going to get into that sort of stuff, but I guess that doesn't sell books. So it's much better if you get in there and you kind of go after, well, physically, let me tell you, he was kind of, he was smaller, he was... Got the Golden Showers story in there, even though he doesn't know if it's true. He thought it was odd. Okay, well, I'm sure you folks could write a book about me and my oddities. We all have our little idiosyncrasies. We say things and do things that you go, huh? What? So he says Donald Trump brought up the Golden Showers thing, adding it bothered him if there was even a 1% chance that his wife thought it was true. And Comey thought, well, whose wife would think that you're 99% sure you didn't do a Golden Showers thing? Now, he misses the, I guess we all walk away, it's what we hear, and that's what he heard was, well, why would a marriage, I don't know, I think to me it was Donald Trump saying, I don't, if my wife thinks any of this is true, please investigate this to put an end to it, to make sure that so that we know it's not, she knows it's not true. But he picked on this 1% thing. There's a bunch of that sort of stuff through there. So as you go through the book, and I've listened to some of the analysis from lawyers and journalists that are lawyers that do not have a dog in this race. And what they're saying is this: they haven't come out and said it the way I said it, which is I think this is a gossip book. This is basically like reading the National Enquirer. It's just more pages. But the lawyers and the legal journalists out there are saying there's not a shred of any legal points, anything about the legality of anything that Donald Trump has said or done. None of that. So, I don't know how big the book is. I presume a couple hundred pages. I guess you could sit down and do that. I'm thinking that he wrote his story, but no, he doesn't like Donald Trump. Donald Trump fired him. He is disgruntled. He doesn't like him anyway, but then to be fired by him, I think James Comey has a lot of the same issues that Donald Trump has. I think he has an enormous ego, and he's not dealing with the fact that, of all people, Donald Trump fired me. Very much like Hillary's having a hard time, of all people to lose to, Donald Trump. So I think that's where that's my first impression of this book. Well, I don't know what your thoughts are on it, but it just seems like it's that kind of, I don't know, that kind of gossip book. It seems like the National Enquirer with a hardcover. This is from the interview with George Stephanopoulos, a clip from it. Comey talked about informing Trump about the Steele dossier.
I'm about to meet with a person who doesn't know me, has just been elected president of the United States. By all accounts and from my watching him during the campaign, could be volatile. And I'm about to talk to him about allegations that he was involved with prostitutes in Moscow and that the Russians taped it and have leverage over him.
Was there any choice there? Why, if this was salacious and this particular part of the dossier unverified, still unverified, by the way?
Yes. So far as when I got fired, it was unverified.
Did you tell him that the Steele dossier had been financed by his political opponents?
No. I didn't even think I used the term Steele dossier. I just talked about additional material.
Did he have a right to know that?
That it had been financed by his political opponents? I don't know the answer to that. It wasn't.
Oh.
necessary for my goal, which is to alert him that we had this information.
How graphic did you get?
I think as graphic as I needed to be.
See, he said, I don't know about it, I didn't think it was necessary that he know that it come. It was research paid for by the Hillary Clinton campaign. Oh, I don't think he needed to know that. That's crucial. And he was the head of the FBI, and he doesn't recognize a very key part of the story that would be considered consequential. I don't know. Here's another one. This is Comey talking about how Trump was concerned that Melania might think the dossier was true.
Says he may want me to investigate it to prove that it didn't happen. And then he says something that distracted me, because he said, you know, if there's even a 1% chance my wife thinks that's true, that's terrible. And I remember thinking, how could your wife think there's a 1% chance you were with prostitutes peeing on each other in Moscow? And I said to him, sir, when he started talking about it, I may order you to investigate that. I said, sir, that's up to you, but you'd want to be careful about that, because it might create a narrative that we're investigating you personally. And second, it's very difficult to prove something didn't happen.
Well, I'll give him on that second one, the difficult to prove that something did not happen. But I got to tell you, this I did not tell him the dossier material came from the research paid for by the Hillary camp. He was saying it wasn't true. And I don't want my wife to think for a second that it was true. But somehow Comey heard it in a way that was, well, why would a wife think the 1% chance of seems a little kind of gooby, but that's his answer. I got a story from, Bloomberg, talking about how the book is playing differently depending upon which media outfit that you get the information from today. We'll talk about the way the media is handling it when we come back. Phone number, your reaction to the book and what the leaks are so far. The leaks, get it from the book. Phone number is 855-295-6600. 855-295-6600. What are your overall thoughts on the impact of this whole story?
Connect and engage with Tom Sullivan. On air, online, on demand.
So this is supposed to be the big bombshell, but I'm not so sure it's really a bombshell. It sounds more like a couple of children barking back and forth at each other. Comey is, griping about how Trump goes low and, you know, talks mean and does all these things. And here he is matching him for sure. Phone number is 855-295-6600. David Landrum, South Carolina. Hello, David.
Hi, Tom. How you doing?
Doing great. What do you think?
I'll tell you what I care about. I care about North Korea. I care about Syria. I care about who our allies are going to be if we join over there. I care about how Russia's going to react. I care about our Social Security 10, 15, 20 years from now. I care about our health care. Those are the things we need to be caring about. This is, if everything were just, you know, dandy and wonderful, wonderful. Let's just have a little entertainment here, listen to two grown men who you thought were intelligent people bicker with each other like 10-year-old schoolyard boys.
Yeah.
I'm not that smart of a guy. I just have a regular little job, go to work every day, take care of my family. But these things these people do in D.C., I tell my wife, like, I can't believe they do stuff like that. You know, and they waste money like crazy. This investigation against Trump, okay, sure, if there's something there, they would have found. But how much money, how much taxpayer dollars are they wasting on this? And some senator yesterday tells the guy at Facebook, says, listen, you need to have a African-American on there, and I'm going to come out and see you in a couple of weeks. Well,
right.
He's going to go out to California with his staff on planes, pay for tickets. I bet that trip's going to cost $30,000. He doesn't need to go out there to do that.
You know, that's a sidebar, but let me take that sidebar for a second. I was thinking about it after the show yesterday, because I was talking about that Butterfield, Congressman Butterfield. But who has our information? more than anybody else. Who has got every detail about your life and mine, starting with the Census Bureau, then the IRS, then you go down. I mean, the government has more on our privacy than anybody else, and they keep demanding more information about us. So I find the whole thing hypocritical. But to your point about this story, and I thought about it today, and I thought, I've got to start with it. It's the top story. Everybody's talking about it, everything else. But what this has really boiled down to is, and we in the media, I'm as guilty as the next guy, the news has gone from the blur between news and entertainment. And the presidency and Washington, D.C. has become a celebrity land trying to compete with Hollywood. So this stuff sells. And I can just imagine, I want to believe that Comey wanted to write a more serious book, and his editors told him, no, you've got to write one talking about the size of Donald Trump's hands. You got to talk, you got to go on and make personal attacks. That's what will sell the book. Just like at the grocery store checkout, all the tabloid stuff there, that is what sells. Do you know any news magazines that are still in business? I don't. Do you know any entertainment magazines that are in business? They're at the grocery store. They sell them by the boatload. So this is entertainment news. This is celebrity news. That's what this is about, I think.
But it happens to be about people that are supposed to be running our country.
Yep.
And we're paying to do that, and they're wasting our time and money and not being able to focus on the job they're supposed to be doing.
I hope there's people there.
It's 3 or 4 cycles of us voting them out every time when they get in there and they don't do their job. In 2 or 4 years, we vote them out. Then about the 5th or 6th time, everybody's running to go, look, if we don't actually get real things done, we don't have a job in 2 or 4 years. So, that's the only thing we can do. Just vote them out.
It's the only remedy that we have. I wish there were better remedies, but that is the remedy, and by and large it works over time. But I just hope that there's good people behind the scenes that are taking care of everything. What's that?
Yeah, I could just care less about their private lives. I got enough to deal with in my own private life. I don't care about their private lives. Just do their job. I go to work. I don't get people involved in my private life at work. I do the job and I go home.
No Russian prostitutes that we need to find out about you.
Well, I don't keep things to myself. Like I said, my private life is my private. No, I'm kidding.
David, I do. I'm right there with you, friend. I appreciate the call very much. Appreciate it. You're not alone. You're thinking like most people. Phone number is 855-295-6600. And the media is handling this in different directions depending upon which media source you want to use. We'll be right back.
First Amendment 101. You're listening to Tom Sullivan.
Yes, you are. And thanks for coming by. Happy Friday to you. We have just posted, sent it out on my Twitter feed, but also we have put it up on our Facebook page, facebook.com/Tom Sullivan Show, one big long word. The full Inspector General's report on the firing of Andrew McCabe. And so the conclusion, 35 pages long, not that long, 35 pages, says the conclusion is, as detailed in this report, the Office of the Inspector General found that then-Deputy Director Andrew McCabe lacked candor, including under oath, on multiple occasions in connection with describing his role, in connection with the disclosure to the Wall Street Journal, and that this conduct violated FBI offense codes 2.5 and 2.6. The Office of Inspector General also concluded that McCabe's disclosure of the existence of an ongoing investigation in the manner described in this report violated the FBI and the department's media policy and constituted misconduct. The OIG is issuing this report to the FBI for such action that it deems to be appropriate. So that's what was given to Christopher Wray, and that's why he called Andy McCabe in and basically tossed him out. Which, speaking of, I saw a story yesterday. We're caught all over the map here today. But yesterday, who was it that had the story about Lisa Page and Peter Strzok? They still have national security clearances. What? How did that, you know, I don't know what they're doing there. I don't know what they're doing. But anyway, with this, back to McCabe, that he lacked candor, including under oath on multiple occasions. Is that a nice way of saying he lied? He lacked candor. In other words, he didn't fully tell the story that would have represented the truth. I think if it's not a lie, it's a shade of a lie. Let me put it that way. All right, so that's some reading for you on this Friday. You can check it out on our Facebook page. Talking about the book, and George Stephanopoulos talking to James Comey. Comey says when he discussed Russia meddling in the election, President-elect Trump at the time was more concerned about PR than stopping it from happening. Cut number three. That'd be number three.
President-elect Trump's first question was to confirm that it had no impact on the election. And then the conversation, to my surprise, moved into a PR conversation about how the Trump team would position this and what they could say about this. They actually started talking about drafting a press release with us still sitting there. And the reason that was so striking to me is that that's just not done. That the intelligence community does intelligence, the White House does PR and spin.
You also said you were struck by what they didn't ask.
Very much. No one, to my recollection, asked, so what's coming next from the Russians? How might we stop it? What's the future look like? It was all, what can we say about what they did and how it affects the election that we just had?
All right. Comey, you're being really picky. That's just not done. We were still in the room, and they started talking about the public relations and what they could do in a press release, and we were still in the room. But he then admitted that we do investigations and the White House does PR. All administrations say, how are we going to put this out there? So I know Comey doesn't like him, but I mean, I'm thinking that's pretty small, I think. Phone number is 855-295-6600. I don't even know if this goes anywhere. I wonder how, I presume his book is going to sell like hotcakes, but let's find out what Jay in Reno thinks about all of this. Hello, Jay.
Hi, Tom. Nice.
Hi.
To help.
Good, thanks.
There's a lot more scalps than Andy McCabe that are needed, but a few things. One, not in the book discussed is why he was drafting the exoneration of Clinton months ahead of time and why was he doing that. And was not discussed is the fact that the former president's email was in the emails that were turned over. And it pretty much is obvious to me that part of the reason that he cleared Clinton was to avoid embarrassing the president about his use of an unsecured email through Clinton. And he talks again about in October about why he reopened the investigation, and what he doesn't say is that information was going to be leaked anyway. The FBI sat on it for a month and change before James Comey made his announcement. But the real thing I'm interested in talking about is what you already mentioned, and that he never disclosed the origin of the dossier to the president the very day after he had a meeting with Clapper and Brennan and Yates and Comey and President Obama. And he didn't disclose where this dossier came from. Why in the world was that? If he wanted to calm the president down about what his wife would think about his behavior, which, you know, his behavior with women isn't so hot. But if he wanted to calm him down, all he had to do was say it was funded by Hillary Clinton, and that would have been what shut everybody up. But he didn't. So why is he doing that? I think he's covering for the past administration. That's my theory.
Well, look, I've tried to be Mr., you know, cautious. Don't get off, making conclusions before Mueller's investigation is over. Let's wait. Let's see what the other. They have to come up with evidence. All, yeah, I've been trying to play it down the middle, but I got to tell you, this guy is showing his colors like he's never shown them before, and that is that he was totally after Donald Trump. Did not like him. Did not want him to be president. When he became president, he was disgusted by it. So he let his personal biases. Everybody has their biases. So that's fine, Jim Comey. You got biases. But you have to understand what that led to was the biases led your nose down the road to go after anything and everything Trump. And I think you are right, is that he was covering for Loretta Lynch. He was covering for the Obama administration. All those questions that need to be answered about the masking and the unmasking of information, none of that's here. This is all basically going after Donald Trump like a fifth grader. It really is.
Very childish of him in the way he discusses things for somebody who professes to be so classy as to be dismayed by the president's character and speaking style. Mr. Comey is not coming across very well himself.
And
he
then
really
that's
does
that's,
appeal to
that's
Obama,
the surprise.
Obama calling him up and
that's the surprise to me is that everybody put him on a pedestal, including himself, about how he has all this class and dignity and everything else, and yet what does he do in his book? He makes it a personal attack. I find it to be...
He does point out how much he loved how Obama praised him for doing the right thing. He is appealing to the very last group of people that like him. I mean, the Trump people don't like him. The Clinton people don't like him.
Nope.
But he's appealing to the Obama people to save him from himself in the oddest way by sucking up to him.
He was enamored with him. He wanted to please him. He wanted to please Barack Obama and his administration. It appears from the way he wrote this book. So I'm surprised. I'm very surprised. Jay, thank you. I appreciate your book review. Phone number is 855-295-6600. Yeah, if you watch CNN, you'll get a different view of this than if you read Breitbart. Let me put it that way. But it's still, I think, a cheesy book. 855-295-6600. We'll be right back.
The real world and you meet here. You're listening to Tom Sullivan.
So, Comey's book is already bestseller on Amazon, pre-orders and everything else. Most people won't read it. Most people will get their information about what's in Comey's book from the media. Trump-friendly media played up the president's tweet about the fact that Comey is a proven liar, leaker and liar. Some zeroed in. Daily Caller zeroed in on the claim about former Attorney General Loretta Lynch's investigation into Hillary's email server. The headline there, Comey, classified info would have cast serious doubt on Loretta Lynch handling Clinton investigation. I think there's still a lot there. What did she do? Why did that Hillary investigation, everybody and their brother got immunity? They were handing it out like, just all, everybody at the time was at, what is going on with this? Meantime, over on MSNBC, Rachel Maddow last night spent about 6 minutes reading from Comey's book, highlighting passages, especially the part about him trying to spin the PR out of Russia's involvement. Good morning, America. Comey, colon, discusses P-tape dossier with Trump. Huffington Post was out-of-body experience. Washington Post described Comey's book as scathing. New York Times, a grim view of Trump. I get all of that. And at the risk of making you Trumpsters upset, that's why I've said to you, I don't care for President Trump's personality. His behavior sometimes bugs the bejeebies out of me. But he's been president now for well over a year. I think we know that about him. I think we're getting used to him. I do. And so he says things and says as brash and bravado and like no other president ever has done. Okay, that's him. So what I learned from this book is there's nothing new about Donald Trump here. What's new is that I didn't realize James Comey was more like Donald Trump. Kind of brash and bravado, go after people, call them names. I don't like it when Trump does it, but I've kind of gotten used to it. I just didn't know James Comey was basically separated at birth. Phone number is 855-295-6600. SG in California. Hi, SG.
Hi. Yeah, so I was just thinking all the hypocrite. I mean, he was saying intelligence community does only intelligence. We don't do PR. He did the exact opposite on Clinton's investigation.
He did the exact opposite of what?
On Clinton's investigation, he actually went to the PR. He didn't just hand over all the information. He stepped up to the microphone and said, "Oh, yeah, no prosecutor in his sane mind would prosecute." So he did the exact opposite of what he was talking about in that interview.
Yeah.
Not only that, he was talking about the mob. So he and his team are the ones that worked exactly like a mob. They were doing all behind-the-scenes deals and then checking on each other, checking on the opponents. Hiding everything. I mean, it's such an hypocrite. I mean, I wish people, wake up to this. So, as you said, I don't care what Donald Trump talks. I care what he does for the country. And you have to give respect to the presidentship, the position. So, the Democrats are such a nice people, the entire bunch. They respect people. They love everybody. Why can't they just respect the position first? Start with that first.
Well, I like the way you analyze this. I think you are right. James Comey, I think he's doing exactly, like you said, the opposite of what he said Trump was doing. I mean, he's basically doing the same thing. He's calling him a mob guy because as a prosecutor, he busted some mob people. I'm sorry. There's a lot of people that talk rough. A lot of people that circle the wagons with their friends and families. I guess I thought he was kind of overhyping that whole thing. SG, I do appreciate the call. Let's talk to James in Roseville, California. Hello, James.
Hey, Tom. How you doing?
Doing great.
I'll try to go ahead, and I'm a little passionate about this. I really find it amusing that the Trumpsters are going ahead and calling up and saying, this guy, gentleman, Trump has went ahead and said lion tail. The little small Rubio, lock her up. He went back to the birth. This guy has been doing this ever since he's been out in the media. And now we're surprised this is happening. We're wasting money. What do you guys expect when you put this man in office?
Yeah. I agree. And it was not only people knew that before Election Day 2016, but it's clear. This is what Donald Trump does. He punches down. If you punch him, he'll punch it twice as hard. That's what he does. Expect it. I'm not a big fan of it. I'm more with the last call. I'm more concerned about what he does for the country. But that's who he is. I just was surprised that Comey is basically doing the same thing.
You know, I agree with you. I didn't expect him to go ahead and do this, but Donald Trump has went after the FBI. He's went after senators. He's went after everybody. So where did people go ahead and stop with Trump? I mean, the bad thing is that the stuff has just started coming out about Trump. Trump's a grown man that's been around on the earth now for 70 years. It's just a matter of what's underneath the carpet.
Well, we'll find out, I'm sure, because they're going to find a crime if it takes them 10 years. But the problem with this book is it doesn't even begin to address any illegalities. He talks nasty. He talks mean. He talks like a mob boss. He talks badly to people. He's worried about investigations and okay, fine. But what's illegal about all of that?
So I got a question. Who are you talking about? Comey, you talking about Trump? Because you sound like you're talking to the same about the same person.
Pretty much. Yeah. I don't think this does Jim Comey any favors, and I don't think it hurts Donald Trump. I guess that's my summation. This lowers my it lowers Jim Comey on the pedestal that people had him on, in my opinion. It brings him down quite a few notches. And Donald Trump, all of a sudden, I don't know if he looks like a bigger man, but Comey has certainly decided to drop his veneer of being the man with class and dignity. Not in this book. But, James, thank you. So he'll sell a lot of books and make a lot of money. But if they keep looking into what he did, and was there this whole mess up with the Hillary investigation, and it was messed up, he may need to write more books.